最后一首诗歌就是那个第七节，你可以再打一下。
That last verse of hymn 334, can we open it again?
Yeah. 第七节，谢谢。今天我讲的题目叫属灵的结算。
So、the topic I'm preaching today is spiritual reckoning.
在希伯来书第四章那里面讲到神的安息。
In Hebrews chapter 4, it talks about entering God's rest.
那我一直挣扎一点，不知道把这个神安息的定义放在我的讲章的哪部分来讲。
I struggled with deciding where to place the topic of entering God's rest in our time today.
而且神的安息这个这么简单的词也是很难去定义它。
And also this phrase is very hard to define.
我很感谢主，那个宋辉弟兄选这首诗歌。
I'm glad our brother Song chose this hymn.
那这最好的定义就是第七节的前，耶稣，你是我的喜乐，今是我的喜乐，将来是我的赏赐。
As it says in verse 7, Jesus, our only joy be you, as you are our prize, and Jesus be our glory now.
Okay, 对，是有现在的，也有将来的。
There is present and there's future.
这是一个很好的一个定义。
That's a good definition.
好，那我们我想今年我们可以回到我的 PowerPoint， 谢谢。
Let's go back to our main、my main slides.
我想今年我们教会的主题是尊主为大。
Our topic in our theme in our church this year, as you know, is magnifying the Lord.
它是出自于路加福音第一章46节到47节之间那个玛利亚的赞美诗。
It is taken from the praise of Mary in Luke chapter 1 verses 46 and 47.
我心尊主为大，我灵以我的神，我以神我的救主为乐。
It says over there that my spirit rejoices in God my Savior.Oh, my soul glorifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior.
对，我心尊主为大。
My soul glorifies the Lord.
所以我的负担和职分，今年是讲跟随圣灵。
My burden and my job this year is to talk up, to is following the Holy Spirit.
经过几个月的寻求，特别是在今年五月底左右。
After a few months of pondering, especially around the month of May,
希伯来书第四章一直就环绕在我的心里面。
Hebrews 4 kept revolving in my brain.
也跟私下跟一些弟兄有一些分享。
And privately, I've shared it, the idea with a few brothers and sisters.
可以成为彼此的鼓励。
To become our encouragement.
所以今天特别是我要把这章跟大家一起来分享一下。
So this chapter especially I want to share with you all.
那我今天的题目也是我对这第四章的命名，就叫属灵的结算。
And what surfaced from this chapter is my topic today, that's spiritual reckoning.
好，我们一起来把第四章总共有16节一起来读一下。
Let's read this chapter altogether.
那我们用起印的方式，中文、英文一起读，但是我跟张恒读一节，请在座的弟兄姊妹读第二节。
But we'll do this together in Chinese. Well, me and Brother Paul will read verse 1, and then everyone will read verse 2, and so on and so forth.
好，我们开始。我们既蒙留下有进入他安息的应许，就当畏惧，免得我们中间或有人似乎赶不上的。但是我们已经相信的人得以进入那安息，正如神所说的，我在怒中起誓说，他们断不可进入我的安息。其实造物之功从创世以来已经成全了。又有一处说，他们断不可进入我的安息。 所以过了多年，就在大卫的书上又限定一日。
如以上所引所说的，
你们今日若听他的话，就不可硬着心。这样看来，必定有一个安息日的安息为神的子民存留。所以我们务必竭力进入那安息，免得有人学那不信从的样子跌倒了。并且所造的没有一样在他面前不显然的。原来万物那与我们有关系的主眼前都是赤露敞开的。因为我们的大祭司并不体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。
Yet he did not sin.
好，十六节我们一起再读一遍啊。
Let's read verse 16 together.
所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩宝座面前，为得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。好，我们有一些祷告。
Let's have some prayer.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们来感谢你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we come and thank you.
为今天的美好的舒适的天气，我们来感谢你。
For today's comfortable skies and weather, we thank you.
为我们弟兄姊妹在一个很舒适的环境中聚会。我们来感谢你。
And for us being able to sit here in a comfortable environment, we thank you.
主也为我们生活中一切的平安，我们来感谢你。
And for the peace in our lives, we thank you.
主真是求你用着你的话今天来提醒我们。
May you use your words to remind us.
让我们不是在因为外面的安逸我们就迟钝了。
It's not because of the external comfort that we should slow down.
不是外面的安逸我们就懒散了。
Not because of external tailwind that we have become lazy.
也不是世人都这样去做，我们也跟随世人的一样的方法。
And let us not follow the world's ways just because that's what everyone else does.
主，求你帮助我们。
May you help us.
开我们的眼睛。
Lord, open our eyes.
让我们宝贵神所赐的安息。
Let us treasure the peace from God.
也让我们竭力追求能够进入神所预备的安息。
And that rest that we can enter the rest that you prepare for us.
主，你实在怜悯我们。
Lord, may you be merciful.
你也恩待我们。
And to be gracious.
你是那君尊的祭司。
You're the holy, royal.Priesthood.
今天你的圣灵向我们说话。
Your Holy Spirit speaks to us today.
把你的话语打开。
To open up your words.
让它这是成为那两刃的利剑。
To let them be double-edged sword.
比那两刃的利剑更锋利。
Sharper than that double-edged sword.
能够刺痛我们的灵和魂。
And pierce our heart, our soul and spirit.
看见我们心思，我们光景中一切的问题。
To reveal in clarity the inclination of our hearts.
也就是给我们回转的道路。
And give us a way back.
让我们在主里面得蒙喜悦。
That we can rejoice in our Lord.
让我们每个人以神为乐。
That we can.May God be our individual joy.
我们感谢奉赞颂赞都归给你。
We thank and praise you.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
那我们翻到下一页好了。
Next slide.
好，什么是结算，或者是英文叫 reckon?
So what does the word reckoning mean?
结算就是经过各样的计算或者是估算之后得出一个结论。
Reckoning is an act of determining something after much calculation and thought.
可以说我看到一些正面的事情，我去下一个结论，也根据一些反面的事情，觉得我这样 做的决定。
So reaching a conclusion based on positive and negative evidence.
但是你做了这个决定之后，你就不再去算计了。
After the conclusion, we no longer go back to it.
左面在我图里中是一个油画，很大的一幅的油画，叫它的名字叫迦南的婚宴或者迦南的婚礼。
There's a great oil painting on the left called The Wedding in Cana.
是在文艺复兴，一个叫保罗韦韦罗内瑟的代表作之一。叫 Paul， 叫他的名字跟我差不多，也叫 Paul 啊。
It's some artist named Paul and his representative work.
这幅画非常的大。
This painting is very huge.
多大呢？是它的高是七米高，宽是十米宽。
It is 7 by 10 meters.
只是不是就是不是七尺和七乘十尺，而是七乘十米。
Remember, it's not 7 by 10 feet, square feet. It's meters.
那画这画的重量也十分重，有1.5吨的重量。
The painting itself is 1.5 tons.
那我称为它这个是世界上最被忽视的一幅画。
I call it the most neglected painting in the world.
为什么呢？因为这幅画在罗浮宫的一个展厅的里面。
Why? Because this painting is an exhibit in the that Paris Museum, Louvre.
Yeah, 它的对面的墙上挂着一幅比它同时期小的很多的一幅画。
Just on the other side of that same exhibit.Is another painting, much smaller.
这幅画就是达芬奇的一个杰作《蒙娜丽莎》。
That is the painting of Mona Lisa.
你看到这两幅画的两个区别没有？
Can you see the difference in size between these two paintings?
所有的人都是争着抢、争相抢、抢、抢、争先、争先恐后的去挤在那个蒙娜丽莎的面前去拍照。
All the tourists are clamoring over each other to take a picture of Mona Lisa.
那我跟我的太太前几个周也去那里了。
A few weeks ago, I went there with my wife.
也跟众人做一样的游客的行为。
I did the same kind of action that all typical tourists you would expect to do.
挤破头去看别人的人头。
Rubbernecking to see the other bust.
那在后面你看那幅画，就是那个巨大的。迦拿的婚宴。
For the other painting, the wedding in Cana.
无人问津。
There's nobody there.
这是我在网上找的一幅的他的画。
This is a picture from the web.
那你看到那个站在他面前的人，他也没在看那幅画。
Notice the person in front of that painting. He wasn't even looking at the painting.
如果这幅画是一个真实的一个表现的真实的情况下，如果耶稣就坐在那里的话。
If this was an expression of something real, if Lord Jesus Christ was sitting right there, in that exhibit,
耶稣就看着所有的人头的后面，拿着手机拍前面的照片。
It's as if Jesus is looking at the back of the heads of all the people trying to take a picture of Mona Lisa.
每个人在那时候就做了这样的一个结算，一个 reckoning.
Everybody at that moment did a reckoning in their heads.
就是挤在这个小油画的面前。
That's climbing over each other in front of the small oil painting.
最后面那个杰作和杰作的那位主是视而不见。
And when it comes to the painting behind them and the Lord of that painting, they have given no mind.
第一个那么大的空地方人不占，偏挤了一个小的地方。
There's so much space behind them, they refuse to stand there, but they're huddled together on the other side.
当然他觉得前面那个价值比后面那个价值更有价值。
Of course, that's because they think that the smaller picture is worth more than the bigger picture.
我不晓得人对画的油画的理解有多少。
Regardless of how much understanding people have of oil painting,
但是无论你懂还是不懂，大家都做这样的结论。看着前面，望着前面，背着对着后面。
Seems like it didn't matter what their level of understanding of art and painting and oil painting and specifically, but they already did the same.
在这个这个 NASB 的译本里面
，So the NASB
就是美国的New American Standard translation 里面，它希伯来书第四章提到五个因此。
So the choice of words in NASB is chapter 4 of Hebrews lay out 5 therefores.
在中文的翻译里面，它翻成就当、既有、所有、便当。
In Chinese, the
yeah, it's all you don't need to.
Okay, it's written as
它的意思就是因此的意思。
It pretty much means therefore.
那就是这篇作圣灵也是感动这篇希伯来的作者写这样写这章的经文。
The Holy Spirit superintended the writer of Hebrews to write it this way.
就是他把先以他这个已经做出的结论先写出来。
He first announces the conclusion.
就是 what he reckoned, 他的这样的结算写讲结果写出来。
His reckoning statements, the result of those things, are written first.
之后再用正反面的因为来证明他为什么做出这样的结论来。
And then he follows them with positive, negative examples of why that reckoning was made.
那今天我们来逐一的思考这五个结算的结论。
So we're going to carefully consider the five therefores today.
第一个，这里讲到就当惧怕。
First one is therefore we must fear.
在第一节讲到就当惧怕。
Verse one, therefore we should be fearful.
Yeah. 为什么我们需要惧怕呢？
Why do we have to fear?
在神的爱里面应该没有惧怕，对不对？
There shouldn't be any fear in God's love, should there?
那除了敬畏神之外，我们是不是还有需要有其他的惧怕？
Other than the fear of God, should we have any other fears?
那这样如果有其他的惧怕，这个惧怕是不是属灵的？
If we do have other fears, is this a spiritual fear of some kind?
在这里面，圣灵特别提醒神的子民要注意我们属灵的每个人属灵的情况。
The Holy Spirit calls us to be very attentive to the spiritual condition of God's people.
进入神安息这个应许是永恒的。
The promise of entering God's rest is eternal.
是那绝对的真理。
It's an absolute truth.
但是如果我们看着我们现今的情况，
But if we're looking at our current condition,
是不是我们中间有一些人好像是赶不上的？
Are there not? Is it not true that some people are falling behind a little bit?
如果我们自己在我们生命中追求的神的路程的里面，也常常会有这样的现象。
We have this experience often in our spiritual race.
我们有的时候自己跟主亲近，挺亲近，挺好的关系。
Sometimes we have a very close relationship with our Lord.
有突然就觉得我赶不上了，我就不愿意走了。
And then out of nowhere, suddenly you have no willpower, and we find ourselves lagging behind.
在我们中间参加聚会的弟兄姊妹也是一样。哎，这个弟兄聚会挺好的，而且分享也挺不错的。
And we might have that experience with certain brothers or sisters at our church. They follow the Lord pretty closely. They share pretty well.
过一段时间发现他突然软弱了，突然就不来了。
And then after a while, we find that he suddenly became weak and he no longer comes.
圣灵提醒每一个弟兄姊妹。
The Holy Spirit here reminds every brother and sister.
我们非常在这个情况下要非常的警醒，甚至要惧怕。
We should be very vigilant and we should be very fearful during this time.
今天是八月的第二个主日。
This is the second week of August, when it comes to Sundays.
我们忙碌了一大半年，一下就过去了。
We've been busy for half a year. It's been 6-7 months already.
是不是有的时候我们会陷在一个忙碌在服侍我们各样的事物的安排和节目的里面？
Could it be that sometimes we're so busy with various services and programs?
一些这些的节目都做完了，也做得不错。
And we finished these programs, and I think we did pretty well.
我们好像是在服侍神。
As if we were serving God.
大家也是挺忠心的。
And people are very dedicated and very, very good with it.
但是我们没有真正牧养神的子民。
But we haven't, in a real sense, shepherded God's people.
圣灵在这里 提醒我们，让我们彼此看一看，我们中间是不是有人越来越落后了。
The Holy Spirit reminds us here to look among our own to see if anyone is lagging behind.
他生命中有各样的亏欠、焦虑的那种现象。
Maybe they're lacking or anxious or some kind of spiritual fear.
也提醒我们，我们必须有这样属灵的畏惧。
And reminds us that we should have our this spiritual sensitivity.
如果牧羊人看见你的羊群里面有几个羊开始不吃草，
if a shepherd sees a few sheep not eating grass,
大部分的羊都还不错的，但是有几只不吃了。
Most of the sheep do what they're told and do it very well, but just a few.
有几个羊走不动了。
They don't eat or they don't walk very well.
有几个羊在打架。
Or some sheep are fighting each other.
我们是该小心看看发生什么事了。
Should we be very careful to find out what happened?
还是看看其他的羊都不错呢，就那几只。
Or should we just admire the sheep that are doing well?
圣经中主耶稣用牧羊人的比喻是怎么说的？
How does the parables related to the shepherd, described in the Bible?
他放下九十九只羊去寻找那一只羊。
The shepherd forsook the 99 sheep that were not lost to find the one that is.
反省思想，我们是不是有同样的爱和同样的态度？
So we have to reflect and ask ourselves, do we have this kind of temperament, this mentality, and this love?
也同样的去警醒。
And this, this kind of sensitivity and alertness.
我想，这个我们里面的惧怕，不是说那个迷失的羊它需要惧怕。
This fear, I don't think it's talking about the lost sheep that has to be afraid.
更是在我们中间开始参与服事的弟兄姊妹要同样的惧怕。
But it's more so, even more so, the people who partake and share in the service.
因为在这样情况下的时候，哦，我们的服事是不是合主心意的？是不是把人带到神的平安的里面？
Because in those times of service that.The question becomes important: are we really leading people to Christ?
什么又是神的平安呢？我们翻到下一页好吗？
Let's go to the next page. Now, what is, God's rest?
在第二节到第十节之间，作者用许多以色列人的例子来警告我们，不要陷入那种毫无生气的宗教的模式的里面。
Verses 2-10, the author of Hebrews here uses Israel as an example to warn the church against falling to the same lifeless pattern.
进入神的安息就像一个试金石一样。
Entering into God's rest is like a touchstone.
可以看看我们心中的光景和跟主的关系到底是如何。
It's like a measuring, revealing the state of our hearts and what our relationship, with God is like.
什么是安息？
What is God's rest?
什么是神的 Sabbath?
What is God's Sabbath?
神的安息第一个安息日是圣的。
Firstly, Sabbath day is holy.
安息日就是休息的意思。
Sabbath is to rest.
它出自于创世纪，当神创造万物之后，他就第七天，他就看一切都为美好，他就休息了。
We know it comes from the book of Genesis, where God made the earth and where everything there was in 6 days, and then he stopped or he rested on the seventh day.
他设立第七天，把它变成一个特殊的日子。
He set the seventh day as a special, unique day.
叫安息日。
Called it Sabbath.
十诫里第四诫中也规定，当纪念安息日，守为圣日。
The fourth command in the Ten Commandments also mentions the Sabbath and keeping it holy.
那星期五的时候，我们在读尼希米记，英文组。
In our English group on Friday night Bible study, we're going through the book of Nehemiah.
这个尼希米为了让那个安息日成为圣日。
Nehemiah, in order to let the Sabbath be set apart,
让它可以分别为圣。
To sanctify the Sabbath.
他千辛万苦的重建城墙，重立城门。
He tirelessly and painstakingly rebuilt the walls around Jerusalem.
这个城墙和城门不光是能够保护百姓们不受外面人的欺负。
The walls and gates of the Jerusalem at their return was more than just protection and safety for the people.
更重要的，它是很重要的一个能够帮助治理那个安息日成为圣日的一个秩序的一个手段。
But it's also a method of ensuring the order and the possibility of worship on the Sabbath.
安息日跟神的安息有什么关联，有什么区别？
What is the difference or commonality between Sabbath and God's rest?
安息日按照犹太人的这种规条是就是星期六。
To the Jew, it's just Saturday.
你可以说那个 Saturday 的 Sabbath, 星期六的安息日。
You can say Sabbath, is there a Saturday?
Yeah,
that's the Jews.
但是神的安息日跟星期六的安息日是完全不同的概念。
But God's Sabbath and the Sabbath of Saturday that the Jews celebrate are totally different things.
无论你在星期六你多么严格遵守安息日的规则，在神的眼中是没有意义的。
No matter how religious you are about it, of keeping the Sabbath of Saturday,In God's eyes, it's useless.
希伯来书这里提醒我们，只有我们这信心跟我们所信的道能够调和在一起的时候。
Hebrews tells us it's only when the word of God and our faith mix together.
那个安息日才成为神的安息。
It is only then when the Sabbath is the real Sabbath.
God's Sabbath, God's Sabbath rest.
Or we can call God's Sabbath rest.
那前面。这我们再说，就是安息日成为神的圣日。
So we can say that the Sabbath becomes God's rest.
神的道必须跟我们的信心调和。多年前，许多的宣教士在我们中间做见证。
So God's words are united by faith to achieve it. So years ago, missionaries gave testimony that God protected them.
那他们到许多的一些的国家里面，就把一些圣经和一些的光碟带到那个各个国家里面。
Those missionaries went to different parts of the world to share Bible and CDs with the sermon CDs.
因为人在那些国家没有这些属灵的资料。
Because people in those nations didn't have access to these things.
他们见证神如何的保护他们。
So they.Testified how God protected them.
那些弟兄姊妹得到这一切，他们是里面何等的渴慕。
Those brothers and sisters, how much they yearned for such a thing, they got it.
但是今天网络这么发达。
But today the internet is so ubiquitous.
你到处都可以找到这些属灵的资料。
It's so common you can find the spiritual information anywhere.
这些这个网络上的圣经也是到处都可以。
The e-Bibles, the different translations, all kinds of sources, you can find it anywhere.
你知道就在我们这个教会的这里面有多少本圣经？
Just in our church building, do you know how many Bibles there are?
在图书馆里面有多少属灵的书籍？
In the library upstairs, how many spiritual books there are?
我想是成百上千本。
Probably hundreds, if not thousands.
那会不会这些的圣经让我们里面的属灵的光景变得更好？
Did these books and Bibles cause our spiritual stature to be greater?
是让我们更加的圣洁。
Are we more holy because of them?
除非我们的信心跟神的话调节在一起。
Again, it's our faith mixed, God's words mixed with our faith.
不然这些圣经只是一些印刷的材料而已。
Otherwise, they're just published books.
今天我们在这里敬拜这个很美好的一个聚会的场所。
We worship here at a very beautiful building.
实际我们这个聚会的场所跟欧洲的那些的天主教的场所没得比的。
So our building cannot be compared to some of those Catholic buildings in Europe.
大概是周日在这里聚会两天就挺属灵的了。
So we're here twice a week, Friday and Sunday. We feel pretty spiritual.
我跟斯林去旅行的时候，一天去三四个教堂。
Myself and my wife, when we went to vacation, we visited three or four churches every day.
去到自己都要吐了，再也不要去教堂了。
I went to so many, we almost felt like vomiting. We never want to go to
another one. 进到教堂里会不会变得更属灵？
Does entering into the church make us more spiritual?
那只是一个参观的一个场所。
That's just a place of tourism.
如果我们在这里在座的弟兄姊妹，我们的信心跟我们的神的道不调和在一起，这里也不过就是一个宗教的场所而已。
If the word of God here, when we're here, is not mingled with our own faith, this will be a tourist destination too.
但是我们的信心跟神的道 调和在一起，我们真正相信主的话的时候。
But when they are mixed together and we truly believe in what we're reading.
这里是万民祷告的殿。
This is a house of prayer for all people.
这里是万民敬拜主的地方。
This is a place where God is worshipped by the
multitude. 我们这群人也是耶稣基督的身体，让他分别为圣，成为圣洁。
We people are also the body of Christ, set aside and purified.
总结一下神的安息是什么？
Let me summarize what God's rest is.
神的安息是现在的，也是永远，也是将来的，就像刚刚那首诗歌所唱的一样。
So God's rest again is present and eternal, like we sang in verse 7 earlier.
时间是今天。
Time is today.
它的内容就是主自己。
The content is Christ Himself.
跟我们如何联系在一起？就是我们分享他的圣洁和丰富。
How is that associated with us? We partake in His richness and His holiness.
被主所改变，也分别为圣。
To be transformed and sanctified by Him.
在我们活生命中活出生命的到来。
And also living out the Christ life in our daily life.
所以是刚刚讲的，什么是主的安息？
So when we talk about what is God's rest,
是现在的，也是将来的，永远的。
It is right now and in all of future.
是主的，也是跟我们有关系的。
It is Lord's, but it is very involved with us.
是主的圣洁，但是我们跟他圣洁有份。
It's God's holiness, but we take part in that.
是主的工作，让我们里面改变。
It's God's work to transform us inside.
是主的话在我们里面能够活出来。
It's God's words living.Lived out in our life.
这就是进不光是进入神的安息是一个态度，也是一个生命的实际。
That is not only entering His rest, but it is also an attitude and a reality.
好，我们再下一页。
Next page.
所以我们可以好，谢谢。所以我们务必进入那安息。
So therefore, it remains for some to enter.
简单来说，就是我们该悔改。
To put simply, we must repent.
我们从前是轻忽神莫大的恩典。
So at one point we neglected God's grace.
神给我们很多的机会，我们就是漠不关心的。
God gave us many chances, but we didn't care.
对神的怜悯，我们是傲慢自大的。
When it came to the mercy of God, we were too arrogant to receive it.
神的话就像一个手术刀一样，是有功效的，是把我们里面的一切的内情、一切的光景都能够显出来。
Because God's words, when it slashes, it's like double-edged sword. It splits everything.
来检查我们身心灵里面各样的光景，我们是真的还是假的
？It's to take a real inventory of our heart and spirit to see what our true condition.
我们的心思是什么？我们的意图是什么
？What our heart's inclination and thoughts are.
刚刚我。再回到第二节那里面，我有一就是留在这里。对，第二我忘讲了一点，就是说，那个进入安息的那个门是现在为我们打开的。
I forgot to mention one thing, that is the gate from which people enter God's rest is still open.
但是这里讲到一点，特别英文翻译的很清楚，是说 is remain for some to enter， 是给有一些人留下来的。
I prefer the English translation where it says, "Therefore, it remains for some to enter."
这里讲的既有必进到安息的人。
Says here, there will be people who enter His rest.
这里不是说给所有人都预备好的。
It doesn't say all people will enter.
就是在我们一些实际的里面。
So just in our practical lives.
就会在落到以色列人那样的情况下。
We fall into the pattern of the Israelites.
本来这个机会是预备他们的。
Originally, the opportunity was to prepare them.
但是那些人不能够进去。
But they could not enter.
因为他们心里刚硬的原因。
Because their hearts were not soft.
这里让我们神约请我们，也提醒我们，让我们每个人都要进入。
God here reminds us that everyone must enter.
提醒我们不能说一部分只有一小部分人进入。
Reminding us and warning us should not be just a portion of you that go in.
让我们小心，不要成为那一部分大部分流失失去的那群人，不去进入。
We ought to be careful to not be like the majority who don't go in.
让我们不要成为那些必进入安息的人。
to become those who will enter God's rest.
不要成为要学习那些必不能进入安息的人。
Don't learn from those who God has said to them, they shall never enter my rest.
因为主是我们的大祭司。
Because our Lord is our great high priest.
他给我们预备进入安息的那个门是敞开的。
The door of entering his rest is open.
所以今天我们要宝贵那个机会。
So we have to make the most of that opportunity.
如果你现在的光景是竭力的追求主，我就要感谢赞美你，赞美主。
If your current condition is following Christ with all your heart, we thank God for that.
如果我们里面的光景是迟迟续续的，甚至不想进去。
Or if our hearts are intermittent and inconsistent,
我们今天就需要悔改。
We must repent.
悔改并不丢脸。
Is it humiliating to repent?
有时候我们觉得自己认罪悔改挺丢脸的。
Sometimes we think to repent and it's kind of embarrassing.
但是悔改实在是我们能够进入神安息这个良性的循环的开始。
Really, it's doing that. Repentance is the beginning of a positive cycle.
在我们自己生活的经历里面，跟主好的时候，我们发觉我们读圣经就有感觉。
When our foundation is good, we find that when we read Bible, we have quite an appetite.
我们越有感觉越想读。
The more appetite, the more feeling.And the more we gain from it, the more we want to read it.
也就是神也是特别的恩待我们，你越想神越要给你。
And God is also gracious in that way. The more you think about Him, the more He gives you.
但是如果我们想站在一个逆的循环的里面
，But if we're in a state of disobedience,
我们因着不顺服就跌倒。
And because of our disobedience, we fail.
不光是很可惜。
It is not only pitiful.
我们心里面就会陷在一个心里刚硬的光景的里面。
And we will enter a state of heart hardening.
不要进入，也不想进入。
Not wanting to, and not entering either.
我为什么要读圣经？
Why do I have to read the Bible?
我干嘛去祷告？
Why do I have to pray?
你发觉你会陷在这样的刚硬的光景里面，神也让你心里面越来越刚硬，越来越没有感觉。
We find that when we enter a state of being hardened in our hearts, our heart continues to harden.
你就在一个负面的心理刚硬的光景中循环着。
So you'll be in this negative cycle.
所以要悔改。
So we have to repent.
趁着今天还有机会要悔改来到主的面前。
While it is today, we must repent.
第四节讲到便当持守所承认的道，在第十四节那里面。
Number 4, which is in verse 14, it says, Therefore, let's hold firmly.
第九节也提到说，这样必有另一个安息日，为安息日的安息为神的子民存留。
Verse 9 says, There remains then a Sabbath rest for the people of God.
圣经上这里所说的这个安息日的安息，不仅仅是地上的星期六，或者暂时的解脱或者祝福。
The Bible explains this is not just the Sabbath rest of Saturday or simple
blessings. 它是属天的、属灵的、是永恒的，也就是主他自己。
It's a heavenly rest, God Himself.
我们下一页。
Let's go to the next page.
我们再回到这幅画的里面。
Let's go back to that wedding in Cana painting.
这幅画迦南的婚宴，这个故事我们都很熟悉。
We know the story of the wedding in Cana.
耶稣将水变成酒，解决了婚礼上一个最大的一个难题。
Jesus turning the water into wine saw the really great problem that the wedding guests had.
让那些忐忑不安的那些客人们得到安息和快乐。
To let the guests who were anxious to be happy.
众人也是惊叹耶稣基督所行的神迹，这是第一个神迹。
Both the people who were in charge of the wedding and the people there were very joyful. This was his first miracle.
也开始享受世上最好的那个美酒。
And they got to taste probably the best wine that was ever made.
在婚礼中特别的快乐。
So they had great joy in the wedding.
这个周末那个杨宗汉的女儿今天昨天结婚的。
This weekend, the daughter of someone got married.
这里面不少的年轻人也去参加他们的婚礼。
Some people went to, Roger, right?
Roger.
Brother Roger, Jessica got married. So a lot of us went to her wedding.
我想他们一定是很快乐。
I guess they must have been very happy.
你知道这个话中啊，有一个总共有一百三，除了耶稣之外，有一百三十个人物在这里面。
You know, in this painting, other than Jesus, there's 130 other people.
你知道这个画的特点，这一百三十个人的眼睛是它的特点。
The very special thing about this painting are the eyes of those 130 people.
这些的眼睛完全在看这个婚礼中各样的情况，除了几个门徒之外，看着耶稣，其他人大家都是 chit-chat， 在欢喜快乐的当中。
Other than a few people, like including Jesus' disciples looking at him, most people had their attention and eyes somewhere else, admiring this or talking about that.
但是只有一双眼睛没有跟他们在一起，就是耶稣的眼睛。
But only one set of eyes, Jesus's, did not do what everyone else did.
你知道耶稣的眼睛看谁？
Who is Jesus' eyes looking at?
不是看天，而是看你跟我。
Not towards heaven, but to you and me.
只有一双眼睛在看所有欣赏花的人。
In this entire painting, there's only one person looking at the audience, you and me.
那圣灵借着希伯来书也在提醒我们，免得我们学习那不信从的人跌倒了。
So, the Holy Spirit uses Hebrews to tell us in verse 11.That no one will perish by following their example of disobedience.
再下一页，再下一页。
Next page.
你看他的眼睛在看着你啊。
So that's Jesus' eyes looking at us.
Yeah, 那个圣灵并不是告诉我们来或者谴责我们，我们不够属灵，我们不够追求，我们太懒了。
Bible is not blaming us. We're not spiritual enough. We're too lazy.
圣灵在这里也知道神来提醒我们这个大祭司来体恤我们一切的软弱，他知道，他理解你。
Holy Spirit reminds us this great high priest, he understands us, he understands our weakness.
就像这幅画所传达的，我们很容易我们的精力、我们的注意点被世上的一切的事物所吞噬了。
Just as this picture, this painting illustrates, our attention can be easily distracted by the things of the world.
有些是神给你的祝福，一些神在我们中间所行的神迹被那些吞噬了。
Some maybe the blessings you get, even the miracles that are done for you, we're enthralled by those things.
我们的眼光就忘掉了主。
Our eyes forget the Lord behind them.
但是主的眼光不断的一直在注视着我们。
But our Lord's eyes are constantly looking at us.
他告诉我们说：“你不要学这个世人的样子。”
He says, "Do not be like the people of the world."
不要学什么世人的，就是罗浮宫那些世人的样子。
Don't be like those people clamoring over each other in the Louvre Museum.
主在那个里面，那个这个墙，比如说这是耶稣，那边是蒙娜丽莎。
So in that exhibit, right?
主的眼睛就看着那群疯狂的人拿着手机。
Literally, Lord's eyes are looking at those crazy people holding up their phones.
看着那群疯狂人的背影，他的后脑勺。
The back of their heads.
复活的主今天也看着这个世代上所有的人，也在看着他的子民，是不是像世代的人一样疯狂的拿着手机在看一些什么东西
？The risen Lord is he not looking at the world the same way, looking at us?Looking busy with our phones.
神把他的恩典带给我们，有多少人去羡慕、追求、享受神的恩典，而是说那只是一个从前的故事而已。
The Lord has brought His very salvation into the world. Are we paying attention to it, or do we treat it as just a story?
这个世界的光景跟罗浮宫那个展厅的光景没有什么两样，但是在教会的里面，在我们的当中，我们不应该学那个样子。
This the condition of that exhibit is not unlike the condition of the world. But even within the church, we must not follow that pattern.
了天的滋味
because we have tasted heaven.
不能像以色列人一样硬着心
We cannot be like the Israelites, hard in our hearts.
也不能像宾客一样就被那些暂时的快乐，今朝有酒今朝乐就结束了就好了
And we cannot be like the tourists, enjoying something momentary and then let it end.
我们要竭力进入安息。主理解我们的软弱，也知道我们从前的失败。
Next slide, we have to strive to enter into rest. The Lord understands our weakness.
所以他亲自的来到世上，经过地上的一切沧桑痛苦。
So he personally came to to the world to experience all the suffering. He triumphed. He did not sin.
而且从死里复活，把这个得胜的道路赏赐给他的教会，赏赐他一切跟随主、相信主的人。
And rising from the dead, he placed before us a path and power of victory.
所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到他的施恩宝座面前。
So therefore, we with confidence approach the throne of grace.
弟兄姊妹，巴不得这句话就是我们每一个人属灵的结算。
Brothers and sisters, we hope that this phrase would be our reckoning.
我们只管坦然无惧地来到他的施恩宝座面前。
We can only approach the throne of grace with confidence.
为了得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
So that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Verse 16.
希伯来书写于公元后，这是60年到70年之间。
Hebrews was written in the year A.D. 60 or 70.
在那段时间里面，教会受到极大的逼迫。
During that time frame, the church experienced two horrific events.
有两件震惊整个基督徒们和犹太人，是整个世界的两件事情。
Two events rocked and shook the core of Christian and Jewish community and the entire world.
就在公元64年罗马大火。
First, there was the great fire in Rome in the year 64.
尼罗王把所有的尼罗王把这些放火的这个只是他自己放的火，把这个纵火犯，就是说基督徒纵火。
When the emperor Nero burned the place, he did it himself, including all the Christians.
They blame on the Christians.
Oh, and put the blame on the Christians.
说那时候大概因为这件原因，大概1000多个基督徒，1000基督徒左右被处死。
And because of that reason, he murdered about 1,000 or more Christians.
在六年之后，那个几年之后，这个犹太人反叛，就是革命。
Six years later, the Jews rebelled against Rome.
那罗马政府这个提多太子在主后七十年把耶路撒冷攻陷。
Because of their revolt, Titus, the emperor of Rome,
所以这封信就写在之前之后那中间的时间里面。
Okay, so for the sack of Jerusalem, around that time is when the book of Hebrews was written.
所以那时候圣灵特别提醒作者们，要在这样的逼迫的环境里面，我们的眼光要定睛在主的身上。
So the author then is reminding the people of that time to fix their eyes on Christ.
基督徒们在外面受到这些贫穷和各样的危险和逼迫。
When Christians are encountering this poverty and danger and physical danger.
在里面有很多那些犹太人的激进分子到教会里面做各样的搅扰。
At the same time, there were like radical Jews that harassed believers.
让那些基督徒们要回到犹太教的里面。
To make the Christians who try to convince them to return to Judaism.
但是第四章开始，这个作者很清楚地说，你不要像那些硬心的以色列人一样。
But the book opens with a warning: do not be like those hard-hearted.
因为神的安息跟他们无分的。
Because God's rest has nothing to do with them.
但是它里面呢也受到各样的冲击。
And they themselves have gotten a lot of internal challenges.
甚至弟兄跟弟兄之间，不同种族的弟兄之间有了分歧。
And brothers or sisters of different national backgrounds began their conflict.
因为各样的逼迫，这里也是大概是他们第三代，甚至是第三代基督徒了，不是第一代的基督徒，他们一起在那里。
Because here you have to remember, we now are they were at the time second or third generation Christians.
无论在罗马的，在耶路撒冷的犹太的基督徒们
，whether it's the Roman, the Jews and the Christians in that land,
他们对那个信心变得十分的模糊。
Their faith has
very dull.
They've dulled up.
Yeah.我们的信心是不是明亮的还是模糊的
？Is our faith very lively or also dull？
所以希伯来书是一个特别及时的一封书信给那些犹太的基督徒们。
So the book of Hebrews then was a very timely letter to the church of that time.
特别是住在罗马和耶路撒冷的。
Especially those who lived in Rome and Jerusalem.
今天在这个时代里面，也是给我们特别及时的。特别在我们聚会里面特别及时的一本书信。
In our days, to the church, it's also a very timely book.
这个时代在不光是外面有各样的战争，或者是美国、中国有很多的这种无谓、没有理由的杀戮。
Our time, because of the conflicts in the world and the antagonistic relationship between China and America or whatever it is.
那这是外面的现象。
These are external events.
但是真正的在教会里面，在这世代里面有一个属灵的饥荒。
Internally, there in the church, there is a spiritual famine.
这个属灵的饥荒不是因为饿，不是因为没有饼。
It's not because there's no food or water or bread.
可不是没有水。
It's not because we thirst for water.
也不是没有圣经。
Nor is it because we're out of Bibles.
而是没有对神的话的渴慕。
But because there is no seeking after God's word.
我们是不是对神的话有这样的渴慕？
Are we not to yearn for God's word?
还是我们因为饿，是我们里面有 appetite， 没有胃口去吃？
Or is it because we're hungry, but we have no appetite to eat?
这是对我们每个人的提醒。
That is a reminder for each of us.
在我们一些的坦然无惧来到神的面前，有一个很实际的一个操练。
When it comes to being able to come before God without confidently, there's a very practical thing.
大家联想一下，想象一下。
Let's think for a moment right now.
就是每周你可以待到宫殿里面待一个半小时。
That each week you can come to
the palace for
the palace.Palace for an hour and a half.
Yeah. 或者是你家一个半小时会变成一个宫殿。
Or your time of an hour and a half becomes a palace.
什么意思呢？就是每周二七点钟有英文的祷告会，七点半有中文的祷告会，周日下午八点钟有小孩子的祷告会。
So, that to say that another way.There's a Chinese prayer meeting at 7 p.m. on Tuesday, English prayer meeting at 7:30, and 8 p.m. for children's prayer meeting on Sunday at night.
你就在想你的家就变成罗浮宫的那个展厅。
You think about your home becomes that exhibit in the Louvre.
你那时候是拿着手机看对面。
At that time, are you taking your phone to look at what is opposite?
耶稣那幅画在后面看着你。
And Jesus in the painting is looking at you in the back of your head.
还是你愿意放下手机，转眼看我们这位耶稣基督？
Or would you drop your phone and turn around and look at the Lord Jesus?
有时候很可惜，我们来信主很多的时间，也来教会很长的时间，参加各样的服事。
Sometimes it is a shame. We've believed in the Lord for a long time. We've come to church all the time, and we've served in a way.
但有一个聚会你从来没有参加过，也很少来。
But there's one gathering you almost never go to.
就是祷告会。
The prayer meeting.
祷告会不是我们服事主。
Prayer meeting is not us, God needing our service.
而是什么？跟主这样的交通，是主来服事我们。
It's God serving us by fellowship with Him.
也是坦然无惧来到主面前，一同来到主面前的一个最好的、最好的。
Done in a very fearless manner, it's a very, very, it's the best testimony of our relationship with God.
一个最好最好的经历。
It's the best experience.
在这里面，无论在希伯来书第三章里面和第四章里面，一直讲到如果有今日，今日，今日。
In chapter 3 and 4, the writer of Hebrews keeps repeating this phrase, as long as it is today, while it is today.
如果下个就是这个周二我们还在这里。
So if next Tuesday we're still here.
我们是不是应该来到主的面前，一同来到主的面前。
Should we not come before God?
下一页。
Next page.
神要帮助我们经历冲破我们的里面的惧怕和失败。
God will help us to dispel our fears or failures.
让我们可以悔改归向他。
To help us repent and turn to Him.
让我们进到他的一切的丰富里面，持守所承认的道，坦然无惧的来到主的面前。
And to go in and hold fast to the word of God and throne of grace that we have received.
感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
我们把诗歌翻到四百九十七首，我们不唱这首歌，大概唱会很难。我们一起读一下四百九十七首好吗
？Can we read hymn 497? We won't sing it, but we'll just read it.
我们读第一节、第三节、第五节就可以了。
497 verses 1, 3, and 5.
那这句圣经这首诗歌出于希伯来书第十二章的第二节。
This hymn comes from Hebrews. Which chapter?
Chapter 12, verse 2.
So this is taken from Hebrews 12, verse 2.
这里讲到我们仰望我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
It talks about we observe.
Look upon.
We look upon the Christ, that author of life.
Yeah. 那最好的翻译它是望这里讲到的望断以及与耶稣，这是一个最好的翻译。Look off unto Jesus.
The title, looking off unto Jesus, that's a very good translation.
不光是你定睛仰望耶稣。
Not only fixing our eyes on Jesus.
就是不要看蒙娜丽莎，去看耶稣。
That is not to look at Mona Lisa, but look at the wedding in Cana.
不要看世上很多很多的事情，那个时候你要看着耶稣。
To not look at the things that enamor the world, but to look at Jesus at that time.
好，我们一起读第一节。请个王宇，你上来帮读一下好吗？
我声音有点哑。
Let's read the first stanza. We'll ask Sister Angela to read the first verse of this hymn.
好，王宇指标你们两个好吗？一人一节，一人一句吧，好吗
？Or both of them, they alternate verses in verse one.
一三五不是，但是你一人读一句吧，好吗？
你这因这根正路，手垂腿酸之人，
望断以及与耶稣，免得疲倦烦闷。
你的面光照耀辉煌，趋近黑暗不见。
你若仰望他面光，就必辉煌如天。
第三节
，verse three，
望断以及于耶稣，你灵必蒙恩赞。
虽在世上有苦楚，在他里面平安。
虽在人生大海中时有波浪澎湃，
你若仰望他面容，你心必不惊骇。
第五节，
望断以及于耶稣，直到被提上天，
直到荣耀的面目完全显你眼前。
今日仰望之容面，使你途中得力；
那日变作你歌颂，使你永远欢喜。
好，谢谢。好，愿这个诗歌成为我们的祷告，很多的意义在这里面。
May these,
我们可以回去自己再读读歌词。
Yeah, may these phrases become our prayer. It's a very rich hymn. We can read the words ourselves more carefully at home.
好，亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Our dear Lord, we thank you.
请你让我帮助弟兄姊妹们。
May you help us and brothers and sisters.
在我们现在的光景里面，让我们回转能够归向你。
From our current condition to turn around and to be dedicated to you.
给我们回头的亮光。
To give us light to go.
也你成为我们的智慧，也成为我们里面的把握。
May be our wisdom and the confidence in our hearts.
你怜悯我们，你怜恤我们一切的软弱。
Be merciful to our weaknesses.
让我们可以一同的坦然无惧的来到主你的面前。
To let us all together come to God without fear.
在我们生活服事中有很多的具体的操练，具体需要改正的地方。
In our daily life, there are many practical things we can exercise and change.
主，求你每个来提醒我们。
May you remind us all of them.
让我们这是在主的面前能够被主省察。
In front of our Lord, may we be examined.
你也常常你的恩典怜悯充满我们，来带领我们。
And may your grace and mercy often be with us.
你祝福每一个弟兄姊妹。
Bless every brother and sister.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.